the sunset. You gotta take time to see her rise. You gotta take time to take time to realize, realize. As soon as you're here, you're gone. As soon as you come, you go. If given the chance to go.
Project Native is a non-profit environmental education organization committed to growing native plants, maintaining a native butterfly house and wildlife sanctuary, and promoting stewardship of the local landscape. For the past 3 years, Project Native has hosted a successful day-long environmental film festival. Well, this year, the festival will kick off Saturday, March 29th at 7 o'clock, that's this Saturday, at the Mahewi in Great Barrington with a special screening of Revolution, an award-winning film by Rob Stewart, director of Sharkwater. On Sunday, March 30th, Project Native will once again host a full day of environmental films at the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington. As in years past, the day will start at 10 with a film for children and families. Here now to tell us about the films and the goals and the impact of the festival, we welcome Karen Linus LeBlanc. She is the Project Native's Education and Outreach Director. Karen, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Barry Shapiro joins us, a member of the Board of Trustees of Project Native and Chairman of the Board of the Dr. Robert C. and Tina Sohn Foundation. Thank you very much for being here as well.
Thank you, Joe.
A delight. And Frank Lowenstein, one of the original founding directors of Project Native and currently the Deputy Director of the New England Forestry Foundation. Frank, thank you for being here.
Joe, happy to be here.
So what have you gotten this group into?
It's all Karen's fault.
Okay. But let us talk about Project Native as a whole, of what you've been able to accomplish over the last several years.
So Project Native has really done amazing things. It's a very grassroots organization, and it grows a lot of other roots as well because it grows and sells native plants. It's helped promote native ecosystems in the Berkshires through the sale of those plants and through landscaping with those plants and through its outreach and education efforts. And it's had a very strong impact in Berkshire County. And through the film festival, it's reaching out beyond Berkshire County and starting to have an impact on creating an environmental stewardship ethic throughout the region.
So, Karen, how does this event fit into the mission and ultimately what will be happening this weekend?
Well, I think that the film festival really gives people a broader perspective on what's going on in the world. People of all ages, because it's free, it opens up this type of learning to all different people of all socioeconomic backgrounds. Also, what we really try and do is connect it back to the local, what's happening on a local level by involving local organizations so that when people leave, they can see something that's happening in the film and find a way to take some action locally to make change. So we're really trying to connect people to being stewards of not only their local landscape, but having a global perspective and, making change at home as well.
And I'm interested, Barry, in how you've seen this grow and ultimately come into some fruition.
Well, the Sohn Foundation was one of the original sponsors of the film festival. This is the fourth year. And the primary mission of the foundation is to reach out to local environmental groups who are seeking to sensitize people to the importance of taking environmental action, of doing something.
Right.
Realizing that if we just wait for somebody else to address things like climate change and the degradation of the food supply and the acidification of the ocean, and nothing's going to happen. So when we find organizations like Project Native that are really trying to do something and then that comes up with a film festival like this, we're very happy to support it. And this film festival is going to be fantastic. No one should miss it. It's going to be terrific. It's going to start Saturday night with this terrific film at the Mahewi. And let me add, it's all free. No one has to worry about the price of an admissions ticket. There's a great film on Saturday night, and then there's a fantastic panel discussion afterwards. And we hope that people will come Saturday, Sunday, and be inspired and moved by the films that they're seeing, and then go out and take some action themselves to begin to effectuate environmental change.
I want to talk about the individual films, but I do want to key into what you just said, because I think it's really at the heart of all of this, is that many of us, while it may not be directly on our radar, that we understand the problems, and yet there is that feeling of helplessness, that there isn't anything that they can do.
Well, that's a critical question. This film, Revolution, that's going to be shown on Saturday, talks about taking action, and it's inspirational. But our panel discussion, and we have Bill Schlesinger, who you just heard,
yes,
with the Environmental Minute, Ben Downing, my esteemed colleague Frank Lowenstein, and a number of other panelists, we're going to talk about that very question. What can we really do? It's one thing to bring recyclable bags to the supermarket.
Right.
But when we've got this serious environmental issue that, you know, the major industries are polluting the earth, GMO foods taking over everywhere, Frankenfish coming out, how do we address that? We're going to ask those tough questions of elected officials, of environmental experts. And I think we're going to get some very interesting and hopefully inspirational answers.
One of the things I find really interesting, I mean, just in my job here of talking to different people with various perspectives, Frank, is that you often find that even the environmentalists, the ones who are looking to change this, are kind of aren't throwing up their hands exactly, but boy, they're not overly optimistic. In talking, Barry's talking about, you know, inspiration, which I hope we can find. But do you think we can be when other people are going, I don't know?
You know, I actually do think there are real reasons for optimism. And if you look at the trends across societies, there's real reason for hope. Here in New England, for example, in the last 15 years, as a region, we have set aside another 3 million acres of land as conservation land. Now, not all of that is removed from the economic system. My group, New England Forestry Foundation, we believe in sustainable use. And so we do a lot of work with sustainable harvest that still contributes to the economy. And you're seeing the sustainability movement in local agriculture. You're seeing that sustainability movement in local landscapes, which Project Native is at the forefront of. On a global level, you're seeing the amount of energy that's embedded in a dollar of GDP has been coming down across the world for the last 20 years. So the trends are positive, but the pace isn't enough yet.
Right.
We all need to ramp it up. And that's what the festival's about.
To ramp it up and to get that inspiration. And we get that inspiration through some wonderful films. And I'm hoping, Karen, you can talk a little bit about, we won't be able to get to all of them, obviously, but some of the films that have been selected and what you'll be showing on primarily Saturday, on Sunday.
Sure. I am really excited that we're going to be showing this film, Flight of the Butterflies. It's the first...
In 3D.
In 3D.
That's
it's
so
the
cool.
First 3D film we've ever shown.
Bring your net.
That's what it feels like when
yeah.
you sit in the theater. So I'm very excited about that. We opened a butterfly house at the farm last year, a native butterfly house, and we use that as a teaching tool to connect kids and adults as well to nature and to see the life cycles of butterflies and how they interact with the environment. So this is just going to be, they can really feel it and see the migrations of the butterflies down to Mexico. Kids will love it, but I really think that adults will enjoy it as well. So that's going to be really exciting. There's a number of great films on all sorts of topics, but in the evening we have a film called Bringing It Home, which is about industrial uses of hemp for building houses out of hempcrete and also for the essential fatty acids for foods and how healthy that can be. So that's interesting in making the differentiating between marijuana and hemp, the differences, because we are the largest importer, the U.S., of industrialized hemp. So that's kind of exciting, and that's won a lot of awards. Have you seen The Arana? Is a film out of India. that is really interesting. It looks at the traditional ways of the ways that people's lives are being changed because of what we're calling development from traditional farming. We look at the people who are harvesting medicinal plants and how things have changed because of development there. Also, rice farmers who are trying to maintain their traditional ways. So there's that. There's Salmon Confidential is kind of an investigative journalism look at the issues of salmon farming and how they're affecting wild populations of salmon. So there's really something for everybody. GMO OMG talks about, obviously, GMOs and
food. It's a
food.
Great title, by the way. Yeah.
So, I think that people will find there's something for all ages and people involved with food and people involved with fish and water and...
I was also impressed by how broad geographically the films cover from really all over the world, whether it be from India, Canada, United States, Britain. They're really from all over, mm-hmm. which is fascinating perspective as well.
Well, we want it to be a global perspective on a bunch of different issues that then just connects it back to, you know, your habitat and what you're doing at home. So,
and I think that global perspective, you're seeing that everywhere, but it's important for us as Americans to take pride because we really, in many ways, started the environmental movement. The world's first national park was here. The world's first Earth Day celebration really was here. You know, we started something that has taken root across the globe, and now the film festival is bringing some of those perspectives home.
Yeah, we're part of that global perspective. Yeah, that's important to note. Project Native's fourth annual Environmental Film Festival is taking place March 29th and 30th. We have all the information on our website to find out all the films and for you to make your plans for the weekend and when you're going to go. Don't remember what Barry said. It's all free. So go and have fun. It's wamc.org/roundtable. All the information's up there. Karen, Barry, Frank, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing and for sharing it with us this morning. I appreciate
it.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.